Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Great Place to Have a War, America in Laos and the Birth of a Military CIA, by Joshua Kurlansik, narrated by Tim Campbell. Chapter 1. Ba Si. Bill Lair held out his lanky arms, the sleeves of his button-down shirt rolled up to the shoulder. Smoke wafted through the one-room building, with mud floors and walls made of corrugated metal and thatch. Besides an open wood stove in the back of the room, and a simple wood table in the middle, there was little other furniture in the building. Lair had been given a low wooden bench to sit on, and he struggled to fold his legs under it. Most of the other people inside the building stood or squatted on the muddy ground. Lair was surrounded by men and women from the Hmong Hill tribe, one of the largest ethnic groups in the Southeast Asian nation of Laos, the landlocked country wedged like a fishhook among Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia, China, and Vietnam. They had come for the Ba Si, the Thai and Laotian ceremony in which people are symbolically bound through the tying of strings around each other's wrists and forearms. The ceremony had been going on since the late afternoon, and Laird already had at least 20 white strings tied around his arms. His arms would be covered in strings by night. There seemed to be no end to the mass of people crowding through the door of the house and waiting to see the American with the bristly buzz cut and the thick Clark Kent glasses, who spoke fluent Lao with a Texas accent. Behind the Texan, women loaded up simple metal plates with pig parts, sticky rice, and fruit, and handed them to Lair, nodding at him to eat. The Hmong women mostly waited to eat until men were finished. Three shamans chanted just behind Lair. Many Hmong believed that when they chanted, the shamans literally entered another world. The men writhed and sang and spat.